everybody a little bit of a different kind of topic today. I just came across the following discussion. It's a discussion that's had by many poskim, and that is if you suspect that, or you're concerned that, let's say, some house help that you are hiring might steal from you, are you allowed to set a trap? Can you set up some money around the house and see what happens and see if they take it or not? Or is that a violation of Lifnei Iver? So the primary source in this topic is the Gemara Maseches Kiddushin and Daf Lamed Beis. The Gemara tells us that Rav Huna wanted to test Rabba, his son, to see if he would lose his temper, see if he'd get angry, and therefore what he decided to do was to tear clothing in front of Rabba and to see what would happen, to see if Rabba would get upset and see if Rabba would yell at him. So the Gemara says, well, if he does, then you'd be machshel him in an isser of kibra ve'im, and Rav Huna would be in violation of an isser d'oraisa if neivel sitir michshel. How can you take a chance like that? So the Gemara says, no, he was mochel him. He was mochel in his honor, and therefore it's not a problem with me either. So Tosus on the spot has a startling chiddush. Tosus over there writes, not only was he mochel him, but he told him in advance that he was mochel him. Because if he wouldn't have told him in advance that he was mochel him, it would still be lifnei iver, because in Rabba's own mind he'd be doing an aveira, even if in reality it wouldn't be an aveira. So it has to be that he told him in advance that he was mochel him, which of course begs the question, then what's really the test if you tell him in advance that he's going to that he's mochel him? But that's what Tosus says, that even if it's not an aveira, but in his mind it's an aveira, that's already lifnei iver. So that astounding chiddush of Tosos has a number of applications in halacha. Rav Shlomo Zalman in Milcha Shlomo Chel Gimel Simen Kof Hei assumes that this Tosos is correct la halacha, and he gives examples. He says, let's say you have a married woman is at home, and a Jewish repairman comes to the house, and it's just her and the repairman in the house. Now she knows by Labir, she knows she just sent her husband on a quick errand to the grocery store, and he's a couple of blocks away. As far as the repairman knows, the husband is in a different city altogether, and the repairman has no idea that by Labir. So says Rav Shlomo Zalman, she must inform him that it's by Labir. Otherwise, in his mind, he's violating an Isra Yichud, and if in his mind he's violating an Isra Yichud, that's an Isra, and for her, it's Lifnei Iver to be Machshil him in that Isra. Wow, that he has to know in advance. That's what Shlomo Zalman writes. One could argue that it's not really a machsheva savera at all. The guy is probably not even thinking about yichud. He's just thinking about fixing the sink. And it's not that he thinks he's doing the avera. That in that case, maybe he's not. It's not even a machsheva sachet. One could argue, but that's not what Shlomo Zalman says. The Chavetz Chaim writes in Hilchos Shnara Klal Dalit Osir Aleph that if you know, let's say, that Reuven damaged Shimon, but you also know that you're the only witness to Reuven's damaging Shimon, and you assume that Shimon will take the money back by relying on your testimony, then you can't tell Shimon. Meaning, if you know that you were to tell Shimon, by the way, I saw who did that to you was Reuven, and then you know that Shimon's going to go in and just take it, then don't tell Shimon, even though Shimon is really entitled to the money. But you're only an Eid Echad, so he's not really entitled to the money. So even though the reality is Shimon is entitled to the money, he isn't actually doing an Avera, but since Shimon is not allowed to trust an Eid Echad, he is having a Machsheva Sachet by taking back the money. Because as far as he knows, he's not really entitled to the money. It's only an Eid Echad that's telling him he's entitled to the money. So that's a Machsheva Sachet, and he's not allowed to take it back. Again, that may not be fully analogous either, because Shimon is intending to take his own money back. He's not intending to steal. He's just relying on a substandard level of testimony. But then Rav Shlomo Zalman says that our case, if you suspect an employee of stealing from you, it's usher to place a trap by leaving cash out, even if you are mafkir the cash, because you're being machshel him in machsheves achet of geneva, that he thinks that he is stealing. Rav Asher Weiss Shlita argues with Rav Shlomo Zalman about this, and he says, nah, there's no lifnei iver when you're dealing with a Rasha who's clearly doing a maisa rishus. Just like you could be mashbia es chaveru bebezdin, you could make someone take a shvua in bezdin, even though you know that he very well might lie, because he's the kind of guy that you need to be mashbia in a bezdin. And you could be tovea somebody to within Torah, but it's going to be such an embarrassment for him. Isn't it going to be malbim pnei chaveru barabim? No, there's no issur malbim pnei chaveru barabim when you're working within the the justice system. So anytime you're in the process of seeing to it that justice is served, Rav Asher Weiss argues that is not considered lifnei iver. Not so clear that's analogous either. Being tovea someone to the Beis Din is within the system. That's with putting out money to try to be machshel someone to steal. That's not within the system. That's your own sense of justice that you're trying to serve. That's not necessarily fully analogous, but that's what Rav Asher Weiss says. It should also be pointed out that Tosus's chiddush is not agreed upon by everybody. The Ritva asks the same kasha as Tosus, and he gives a different answer. And he says, no, the reason why it's not lifnei iver is because it's being done for the good of the son. That he with Rav Huna, so you can't say that Rav Huna is going to be violating lifnei iver. He's just trying to do his best for Rav. Rav Huna had already forgiven his kavod. So if you can prevent the son from doing an averos by forgiving your honor, then you have to do that. But since telling the son of that would jeopardize the entire lesson that you're trying to give, so for the sake of his education, you can run the test and not tell him that you've forgiven your honor, and then the father would not be in violation of lifnei iver. So it sounds from the Ritva that if that's what's needed to make the operation work, then it's not a violation of lifnei iver in a machsheves aveira. I saw in Rabbi Melamed in Penina Halacha that he quotes this machlokas, says yesh omrim that you're not allowed to be mamedes chaver b'nisayun. He gives a different example of a boss that gives an employee a 100 shekel bill and says, here's 50 shekel, do me a favor, go out and buy something for me. So he says the words, here's 50 shekel, seeing that see if the employee will, how much change he comes back with. Right? Is he going to pocket 50 shekel, thinking that you think that, so same type of inyan. So he writes that a person should not be mamed, he writes that it's a machlokas, that he quotes the Torah Lishma, that says that you should not do it, then he quotes the Chuvas Yaskal Avdi, Chelek Zayin Sim Mamdal Rosh Yitzayin, and Aseh L'charav, Chelek Zayin Sim Anayin Alef, that it's mutter to do, and then he suggests a compromise, and he says maybe if the test that you're giving him is the kind of test that he's going to face all the time. You're hiring someone to work in your house. There's going to be a couple of dollars lying around that are not put away safely. It's going to be a test that they're facing all the time, so that you're allowed to test them on. But if it's something that would be an unusual test that they wouldn't face in the course of their work, you leave a stack of cash, $25,000 or something, so the person's not going to have to work for a year if they just take that stack of cash. That's not going to come up typically, at least not around my house. Maybe that's not going to come up so frequently. That's never going to come up. So he suggests that it's a maisa hatzala if it's the kind of thing that's going to come up all the time. Can't call that lifnei iver, because adrabah, he's going to have that same nisayon every day. So if you catch him the first time, then you won't. You'll prevent him from stealing 10 other times through the course of his employment. So that wouldn't be a violation of lifnei iver. But if you're doing something that's out of the ordinary, then it would be subject to this machlokas, Tosfos and the Ritva, as to whether it's a violation of lifnei iver. Okay. Everyone have a wonderful Shabbos.